The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And I am your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And it's always a pleasure to join all of you. Thank you for tuning in. And we always try and bring interesting fact and nutritional information to all of you. As some of you may know, February is Heart Health Month. So this week, we're going to be focusing on particularly blood pressure and some other heart-related issues throughout the month. So we hope you'll stay tuned. The blood pressure is an area that affects a lot of people out there, or potentially affects a lot of people out there as we age. We have a lot of exciting information for you here on the show today. But before we get into all that, we want to make sure that Melody reminds all of us how you can all connect to us.
Well, our main hub for connecting is at www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And through the crossroadsofhealthradio.com website, you can link over to ultralaboratories.com, which is our company webpage, which is just purely informational. It's just got info on all of our various products. And on that page is also a link to where to buy. So if you want to find one of the many, many, many health food stores nationwide that carries your product locally, or carries our products or some mix of them locally, you can search by zip code. Now, I will tell you, we're in some wonderful major chains nationwide. Most recently, Vitamin Shoppe picked us up. So we're now over 700 stores nationwide, which Yay. Is awesome, because yeah, that just means that we're that much more available. If you want to walk in and you want to pick something up off of a shelf, you can do that. But we're also in Sprouts, we're in Whole Foods, we're in Mother's, we're in Moms and Pops everywhere, we're in Earth Fare. So we have a lot of distribution across the U.S. Now, the one thing that that website will not be able to tell you, is because we make over 100 different products, is what exact mix each of those stores carries. So if you want a one-stop shop that carries every single thing that we make, we have a wonderful web affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com. And you can link directly to them on our site. We do have a direct link because they have committed to carrying everything that we make. And they sell every single product that we formulate. Of course, if you're a Crossroads of Health listener, for those of you who are new with us, we have a Getting to Know You segment at the end of each of our shows where we just share some fun stories about ourselves. Hopefully you all enjoy it. And with that story, we will give out a code that applies to whatever products we've been focusing on this week. So throughout the week until our next show airs, you'll be able to go on to shopnaturalproducts.com and save. It's usually at least an additional 25% off, sometimes more, so you just got to stay tuned. Now, we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ultralabs, and then you can also email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. There's also a phone number, 424-703-4150, where you can leave us a voicemail. We have lots of ways for you to connect with us. And on that note, I want to give a quick shout out to Rosie in the Poway area. So she's been listening to our show, and she called me recently and we had a nice chat. She had questions on the thyroid health, and I talked to her about adrenal health, and she's just a lovely, lovely woman. And Rosie, just thank you for listening in. And we just really appreciate all of you out there, and it's nice to hear from you. So
yes, we do. And I actually have gotten some emails from different people, and thank you for those emails. And, you know, if ever I do my best to answer your questions, if ever I leave you wanting in any way when I answer your questions, please feel free to email me back, and I'm here to help you. Sometimes I do get busy, so I get delayed in responding, so please forgive me for that. But we have a lot going on here usually, so it's just I have to get through the emails as I do, and I get up in the morning and all those emails get downloaded. And so anyway, I'm always trying to keep it you know, to a reasonable amount, but sometimes it takes me a little while to respond. You know, we're manufacturing all this stuff. We've got about, you know, 50 plus employees here making all these products. And then we've got the distribution, Ultra Laboratories, and we just got a lot of stuff going on. There's international stuff that's going on. Sometimes recently I've been getting inundated with emails from guys, some guy in Qatar, I want to distribute your products, and some guy in the Middle East, another guy here. It kind of comes in waves and cycles. And so anyway, just be patient with us, but we're absolutely committed to answering your questions, being here as a resource for all of you. We love doing this. It's fun. And I do want to mention just something about Vitamin Shoppe. Actually, on the weekend, our friends from church, I said, oh, let's go. It'll be fun. So anyway, and we had lunch beforehand, and I go, oh, look, there's a Vitamin Shoppe. I said, oh, we have to stop in. So I went in there, and I'm not usually out in that area. So I went in and I said, oh, I'm from Rick from Emerald Laboratory, Ultra Laboratories, and I hear you carry some of our Emerald Laboratories products. So she showed me, and I trained her a little bit. But the Vitamin Shoppe sales have been increasing slowly and steadily each month. So we want to encourage you to, you know, to visit any place that is convenient for you, whether it's brick and mortar, internet, Vitamin Shoppe. But certainly if you have a Vitamin Shoppe near you, please check it out. It's always challenging the front end when you deal with a big company like this to get your sales going. So we would certainly appreciate any patronizing a Vitamin Shoppe that you're all willing to do. They always have their stuff off on discount every day. But anyway, we're trying to get a good beachhead of business going there so they continue to carry our products.
Yeah, and their teams are really passionate about knowing information about the products too. So they're really nice to deal with. And, you know, again, just because they have so much distribution nationwide, you know, if we continue to stay anchored in those stores, it just makes it so much more available to so many more people. So people out there who don't have access to the internet and can't, you know, necessarily easily go online to shopnaturalproducts.com or one of our other viable websites that may sell a portion of what we make, we just want to make sure that we have as much nationwide distribution to make it as easy as possible for you to access these products.
So. Absolutely. We want to get into our talking points here and there. The one that I have is something that's been in the media lately. There was a PBS special done lately, and it was more negative on the nutritional supplement industry. And whenever those things come out, and it's not uncommon, it's usually the same arguments over and over again. It usually gets addressed by many different trade organizations in the industry and some really top-notch people. Dr. Stengler ultimately will probably write something about it because we have to respond. But I thought we should respond on the air, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this. So if we go a little longer, hopefully you'll just stay with us. We'll get to the blood pressure issue later, but we need to talk about this issue because there's a lot of misinformation that goes on out there, and there's a lot of things that are driven by agendas and not driven by giving you the best opportunities and possibilities that you should have nutritionally. So anyway, so there's a group called the Natural Products Association, the NPA, and their executive director is Daniel Fabricant. He's a PhD. He's been in the industry many, many years, and they do a lot of really good lobbying work in Washington, D.C. They're really just a really solid organization for the industry, advocating for the industry. And I'm just going to read some segments from what they wrote here. It says, in the hour-long segment that aired last night on PBS stations titled Supplements and Safety, correspondent Jillian Finley dredged up many talking points that have been echoed by longstanding critics of the industry. Among those interviewed were Dr. Paul Offit of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and Dr. Peter Cohen of the Harvard Medical School, as well as New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. On the industry side, Finley interviewed Adam Ismail, executive director of GOED, G-O-E-D, speaking to the science behind omega-3s, and Fabricant, who is the executive director of the Natural Products Association and was formerly director of the Division of Dietary Supplement Programs at the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA. The overall point of view of the show, which was produced in partnership with the New York Times, was that supplements are poorly regulated and potentially unsafe. I just got to stop there for a minute. Just to be clear, the regulations that we are governed by in this industry is 21 CFR Part 111, the Code of Federal Regulations, 21 CFR Part 111. The standard that drug companies are held to is 21 CFR Part 211. There are very, very few differences between what like Bayer it has to produce by and what they're regulated by and what we're regulated by. So that is an absolutely ignorant, naive, foolish statement and untrue. But anyway, we'll get into that more as we go on here. The writers of the show also went to lengths to claim that there is little evidence of efficacy and attacked the science behind omega-3s and multivitamin supplements. Again, completely false. In the most serious issue raised in the show, Finley grilled Fabricant on the course of the investigation into the cases of liver injury in Hawaii associated with a tainted product called Oxy Elite Pro, marketed by USP Labs. Finley's point of view was that it took FDA, where Fabricant was employed at the time, too long to respond to the event. And the segment quoted Hawaii transplant surgeon Linda Wong, who said it was hard to get the agency's attention via the MedWatch system or adverse event reporting. In the end, there were more than 50 cases of liver injury associated with the event, and two patients required liver transplants. The poisoning was traced to the company's use of a tainted lot of synthetic ageline from a Chinese supplier. That's A-E-G-L-I-N-E. And it is a molecule which can be found as a constituent of the fruit of the bael tree, which has been deemed by the FDA as an unlawful dietary ingredient. So let's just stop there for a minute and say that adverse event reporting is a tool that the FDA has to determine what's going on as far as, you know, people that are having adverse events. And that's valid. That should be available for people out there. The issue is that there are companies out there that are doing things that they shouldn't do. And Melody and I were talking about this before the show. With that, we really are out of time. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Do you suffer from the I used to's, like I used to be able to read without my glasses, or remember why I walked into a room, or even when you didn't used to worry about cholesterol levels or the health of the prostate? As we age, the needs of our body can change, and with certain demands on the body increasing, supplementation is key. Ultra Laboratories is focused on helping people better manage the daily effects of aging by crafting high-quality additive-free formulas that will fill the void we no longer are getting from our daily diet. A few of the standout formulas are Vision Health, Memory Health, Cholesterol Health, Prostate Health, and the multis that range from one a day to more gender and age-specific formulas. Each of these additive-free formulas was clinically formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD, author of the best-selling book Prescription for Natural Cures and host of the PBS show Natural Healing with Dr. Stengler. For more information on these formulas, please visit the Ultra Laboratories website at www.ultralaboratories.com.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. And before the break, Rick had started a talking point that is really addressing and responding to a recent PBS show where, once again, the nutritional industry is being attacked. But, you know, this is really, really important for all of you to listen to, because this is an issue that comes up consistently. And when you actually read the responses to these attacks that come against this industry, you find that a lot of the things that are brought up on these shows, on, you know, other various radio shows, on television shows, a lot of it's invalid. And so there's some really good information that Rick has to finish sharing with you.
Absolutely. And if you are just tuning in with us, please keep in mind, you can always go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com and you can get all of our archive radio shows there and anything else you might want. So anyway, with that, I want to get back into the PBS special and related issues. Before the break, we were talking about adverse event reporting, which is a tool that the FDA has. When people have a problem, they can, you know, they can call the FDA or call local office, and they can talk about, you know, we had this adverse event. And so I want to talk about that in particular. There, to evaluate the safety of dietary supplements, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, evaluated the adverse event reporting, or AER, data from 63 emergency departments over a 10-year period from 2004 to 2013. The research has estimated that, based upon the data, dietary supplements are responsible for approximately 23,000 ER visits and 2,000 hospitalizations annually. Well, that's a lot. But if you just stop there, you'd say, wow, that's really significant. Maybe they are right. Well, we have to drill down and see what's going on there. So weight loss and energy products were responsible for 72% of AERs, while sexual enhancement and bodybuilding products accounted for 14%. So these two categories together equal 86% of the reported AERs. Now, in these 86% of cases, 90% of the time, the presenting AERs were heart palpitations, chest pain, increased heart rate related primarily to caffeine ingestion, and these patients were subsequently discharged from the ER. So nobody died. But that's not to excuse the issue that we had all these AERs. But let me just stop there for a minute and say, so we as a company, we don't make sexual enhancement products. I don't get into bodybuilding supplements. And not that there's necessarily a problem in doing so, but there's a temptation by raw material companies to taint the raw materials, to add other ingredients like drugs into these raw materials, and that because everybody wants to have a better product that works better. Well, now you have a prescription medication that you've put into what's supposed to be a natural supplement. Now, again, people say, well, the regulation should handle that. Well, we have to talk about, you know, we have government because we have criminals in our society. We have the quote unquote bad actors. Those people are not following the regulations. The laws have already been established. They're just breaking the law. And so that's where largely most of these AERs are coming from. You know, we don't use caffeine in our supplements because that is not particularly helpful to you on a scientific basis. So it says the two other primary causes for ER visits were swallowing problems and unsupervised ingestion by children. About 50% of the swallowing problems occurred in elderly patients and involved calcium supplements, because usually calcium supplements are big honking tablets, which we don't make, and they're hard to swallow.
Bulky.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. In over two-thirds of children presenting to the ER due to AER, it was related to unsupervised ingestion of multiple vitamins and mineral formulas, which again, Centrum, Theragram, things like that, it's usually a big honking tablet, which we don't make. And those visits were mainly precautionary. Putting these two numbers into perspective, it is first important to note that the study did not highlight any serious AERs or deaths due to dietary supplements. Second, the major issue appeared to be people reacting to the caffeine in energy, weight loss, and bodybuilding products. One of the problems of the report is that it did not detail the simultaneous ingestion of other sources of caffeine by subjects reporting only side effects due to dietary supplements. So those are just some interesting factoids that I thought you would all find interesting. But A lot of companies are just out chasing money, and especially in bodybuilding supplements, everybody wants to have the next best thing. And what happens is when you're chasing money and you always want to have the best product, you tend to make compromises along the way. And we've never done that as a company. That's not who I am. I want to build scientifically validated formulas, as we have done with Mark Stengler. We use them in his clinic. We don't use caffeine in our formulas because, again, it eventually will harm your adrenal glands. It's not that coffee is a big enemy, but when you're spiking all kinds of caffeine in your diet, that's a problem. And so we don't do that. And
it's counterintuitive to what you're trying to do.
Exactly. And people think, oh, I'm going to take this pill, it's going to make me feel better. It's like, well, it might make you feel better in the short run, but it's not actually helpful to you in the long run. So, and then you've got these companies that are actually cheating in the regulations. And that's something people need to be aware of. It's like, do we need new laws on the books, or do we need to enforce the laws more effectively that are already on the books? Who here listening, please raise your hand. Who actually thinks that we need more government intervention in our lives? It's not that we don't need government, but we need government to be limited to the degree that they need to be involved in our lives to be able to make sure that they're dealing with those bad actors. And you as consumers, you need to understand the companies you're working with. You have some responsibility to understand some of the law, so you know the right questions to ask. Do you manufacture your own products? Are they manufactured in the United States? Do you have an in-house lab, or do you have an outside lab to use to test all these ingredients for identity, strength, purity, and composition? These are the issues that really are incumbent upon us to have an understanding of, so that we can be responsible consumers. And I do want to mention briefly about the Mr. Schneiderman in New York, because they sued, Target and GNC and a lot of these companies because they did DNA testing on their supplements. And I just need to say that when you have a botanical extract like ginkgo biloba extract, as an example, 24% ginkgo flavonoglycoside, 6% terpene lactones, you will not find any DNA in those products. The reason is because they don't use the herb in those products. They use the herb as a start point to extract out those active constituents that have been shown to be effective for helping with brain function and other things, vasodilator, dilating your blood vessels. That's why it's in our blood pressure health. But you're not going to find any DNA. So that's really kind of a false representation to say, oh, there's no DNA. And all of a sudden everybody gets all alarmed. Well, it's like, there's not supposed to be any DNA in that product.
The complaint is based on bad science.
Yeah, it's just, and these are just things that are deceptive and confusing to the consumer. And I don't need that. And I don't think you need that. So all these shows come out and I'm just like, great, now I got to deal with this one, and usually they're the same old tired arguments. So if you guys have any questions, you feel free to email me. I will do my best to answer it. I have a consultant that does all of our DSHEA work here. That's the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act stuff. I have people that are much smarter than me in these areas that can offer information beyond what I'm able to give you. So we're here to be a service to all of you. So anyway, that is my hobby horse. Oh, and I have to say, my sales manager, he asked me, he goes, one customer said, so why don't you want more government intervention in your company? And I have to admit, I got a little hot under the collar because I'm so tired of answering these questions. But I just said, we don't need more government intervention. There are already laws on the books. We know that politicians in Washington are largely supported by lobbyists who have agendas, and drug companies have a lot of money and they support certain legislation and they don't like this industry. So I don't believe the government always has my best interests at heart. I think there's a place for government, but you also have to use your own head and think outside the box a little bit to understand what the laws say so that we can make wise, informed decisions. So with that, I need to move on, right, Mel?
Well, yeah. And like you said, the laws are in place because of the lawbreakers. And so it's really important that you work with companies that you know that you can trust, that have all of the good science available to be presented. And that's a big reason why we do this show. It's a big reason why we do this show is because, we certainly can't make everything under the sun. We make over 100 different products. So you know that anything that we make, it's completely additive free. It's done in the very, we're using the very best quality ingredients. Our processes are pristine. You know, we do things the right way. Now, are all companies out there doing things this way? No, they're not. But there are some fantastic other companies out there that are doing good work in this industry. And we, you know, during the course of the show, like, we do mention other brands that we support because they make products we don't, and they make good quality products. But we want to help inform you so that when you go into a health food store, you can pick up a bottle, you can read the ingredients, you can understand, am I getting what I'm supposed to be getting based on the studies? Am I getting a bunch of junk in this product? What's the quality of this nutrient? There could be several different forms of the same nutrient, and one's going to give you the results you're expecting because it's in the right serving, it's in the right form, and one is not. And that's primarily what this show is about, is to help arm you with the information that you need to be able to make those good nutritional choices, to be able to pick out the companies that are doing good work from the companies that are basically just in it to make a quick buck. And that's really, we're very passionate about it. And so it's discouraging when you see the entire industry get beat down because there's a handful of companies not doing it the right way. Those are the ones that the laws are in place for, is to hold them responsible. So
it appeals to the passion that I have for this industry. It's like, you as a consumer, if you're like me, you just want to get a fair value for the money you spend, get a good product that's going to help you. And it's like, that's not always the case. I mean, there are companies, they're all about reducing their cost of goods and maximizing their profit margins. And even though they may be functioning and operating legally, they're not giving you something that's truly going to be helpful to you. And that's where it's, you know, it's caveat emptor, buyer beware. You know, you have to do your own homework. But then there are the companies beyond that that are cheating. And so we just want to make sure that you have a level of understanding with our products. And just to reiterate, our company, Ultra Laboratories, we sell a brand called Fruitrance. We sell a brand called Emerald Laboratories. We sell a brand called Rainforest. We sell a brand called Ultra Botanicals. We sell a brand called Emerald Labs Coral Calcium. And we sell a brand, Sweet Dreams. It's our melatonin line. Six different lines of products that we sell in health food stores, online. And there are other good companies out there, like Melody mentioned. You know, I personally take Nordic Naturals fish oil because they're doing really good work. Not all fish oils are created the same. So you're just appealing to my passion here. So, but this is why I got involved in this industry, and this is why we do what we do. So with that, once again, we are out of time. When we come back, we will get into Melody's talking point, and then we will get into blood pressure health. So stay tuned.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also, tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code for an extra 40% off is WILD. W-I-L-D, WILD.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Marcherana. And if you're tuning in with us just now in the third segment, please note that you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com, crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can get all of our archive shows there. It's a hub, and you connect to Ultra Laboratories' website, Shop Natural, where you can buy these products. So anyway, just check it out. And in segment two, I went a long time on my talking point, but we had to deal with that PBS special. So now Melody has another interesting talking point for this week, and then we'll get right into blood pressure health.
The show is sort of tying into heart health overall. You know, blood pressure, it's not exactly heart health, but it can be tied
certainly
together.
Relates.
Absolutely. I found an interesting article on the heart risk factors that all women need to know. And now mine's really brief because it's not, you know, this massive, massive issue that we really needed to deal with. But this is really good information. And it starts with, ladies, if you don't get serious about heart health today, you might not see another tomorrow. It's unfair, but men are more likely to get a second chance with a heart attack. For them, a heart attack is often a wake-up call, a chance to finally trade their bad habits for some good ones. But heart attacks often come on in women with fewer symptoms and warning signs, and in some cases, none at all. And a heart attack without a warning is a heart attack that can turn deadly. As a result, women are much more likely to die after suffering one, according to a new scientific statement published in Circulation. So that would be like a magazine publication. In the year following a heart attack, more than one in four women die versus one in five men, according to new research. Over 5 years, the odds get even worse, with nearly half of all women dying compared to just over a third of men. The reason is a mix of biology and culture. In men, a heart attack is usually triggered by a blockage, but many women who suffer heart attacks have no blockages at all. Their heart problems can be triggered by everything from plunging hormone levels after menopause to mental conditions such as stress and depression. And culturally, many women think of a heart attack as a man's problem, so they don't pay attention to the warning signs and they don't get help, sometimes not until it's too late. So ladies, take two steps today. First, learn to recognize the warning signs of a heart attack because they're not always what you might expect. Chest pain is common in men, but many women don't feel a thing in their chest. They instead feel sudden pain in their neck, their back, or their arms. If you don't make the connection to a heart attack and don't get help right away, it could be a deadly mistake. And the second steps, you want to protect your heart, so make sure you're eating a healthy diet and that you work closely with a holistic medical doctor like Dr. Stangler, who can help check your hormone levels and increase them safely if it turns out that you're running low. So yeah, I had read something about this a long time ago, and I just thought it was kind of important to bring it up again because really it's kind of scary with women. You know, I mean, everybody's like, oh yeah, the signs of a stroke, signs of a heart attack. But with women, a lot of the times those signs and symptoms are totally silent. So people mistake it for something else or write it off as something else. And with men, it's kind of like, yeah, you had a heart attack, you know?
there's so much misinformation out there. And we do live in a world where telling people the truth in selling has almost become secondary. And it's like, it doesn't matter. If you have a successful business, it doesn't matter how you got there, as long as you're making money. Oh, he's successful. It's like, well, yeah, you lied half the time to get there. It's like, when did we lose our moral compass and our ethical compass to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm not going to cross this line where I'm lying to people? You know, and that's, we sort of lost that as a society. And that's why there's so much misinformation out there, because people, it's sell at all costs, win at all costs, make money at all costs. And I can't do that as a company. I have to sleep at night and I do things the best way I know how. And look, I'm not perfect. I mean, through the years, you know, you just in business, truth is half the time you're just scared to death. You know, you're going to lose everything, you know, but we've gotten to a point as a company where I have a great level of confidence in what we do. And I know the kind of quality that we produce based on Dr. Singer formulating for us, based on him having his own clinic where he can, you know, test these products on his patients. He runs blood work on his patients. I'm just very confident in the level of quality that we're able to give all of you. And it's like, look, I'm not selling miracle cures here. I'm selling things that are by design helpful to you with specific issues that you may struggle with. Life should not be this difficult. It's like, I just want people that are going to tell me the truth. It's like, you know, instead of me having to do all my own homework, but turns out we live in a society where you have to do your own homework. So we're here to help you. So with that, let's get into the blood pressure health, because that is the issue that we wanted to talk about today. And I'm sorry, we're going to be rushing a little bit, but we'll get through it. And then we've got other hot products we want to talk about this month. But anyway, I did want to mention about 1 in 3 adults in the United States has high blood pressure or hypertension currently. So that's pretty serious. So if you're in a room with 10 people or 9 people, that means 3 of them have high blood pressure, including almost half of those over age 65. The disorder can lead to very serious conditions, including stroke, heart disease, diabetes, eye damage, kidney problems. So it's considered really one of the country's leading health problems. Sometimes there are symptoms of high blood pressure. You may have unexplained headaches, nosebleeds, spells of dizziness or sweating, but most of the time high blood pressure is completely asymptomatic. So you're really not going to know. You just have it. So you need to be tested for it. So, you know, it's vital that you're checked regularly. The disorder can strike anyone at any age, but it is most common among the elderly, African Americans, and the people of all races living in the southeastern United States. If you fall into any of these risk categories, or if you have a family history of hypertension, you should be doubly sure to have routine checks and take preventive measures. So that's really important to know that, you know, it's just, you may not know if you have high blood pressure, and it can become very serious. So we do have a product. It's called Emerald Laboratories Blood Pressure Health. We actually had a lady years ago. She was 154 over 89. Melody might correct me on this. I believe she went down to 116 over 71. Is that right now?
It was actually, 154 over 89 down to 114 over 73. That was in 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Now that we're not telling everyone, this is what's going to happen. But that would be considered anecdotal, because that's one incidental case. But that's very encouraging. I mean, this lady, she's had high blood pressure for a long time, and this is what our product was able to do for her. So that was really, really significant. And Dr. Singer, he would say this product is by design. It's helpful for people that have mild to moderate high blood pressure. If you have extreme high blood pressure, we're not suggesting you, just go to the health food store and buy blood pressure health and don't go see a doctor. You know, you need to keep your doctor informed about what's going on, but hopefully the doctor is not anti-nutritional supplements. If he is, maybe you should consider a new doctor. But anyway, that's the product. And we want to get into the formulation of the product, because there are some things in here that really set it apart from other blood pressure products. And that's something people say, well, look, I can buy yours for, how much is our blood pressure health? Mel, do you know offhand?
I believe it's $32.95 MSRP on that.
So, you know, and you might go into Whole Foods and go, well, look, I can buy this one for $12. Well,
it's actually $28.95 MSRP. So,
well, there you go. But you know, still you can say, I can see one for $12. Well, it just because something's $12, something's $28, you can't assume the one for $12 is going to give you the same benefit as one that $28 one's going to give you. Just so everybody knows, I take a standard markup on all my products. I don't charge what the market will bear. Again, I don't feel, even though that would not be unethical business-wise, I don't feel right doing that. I just, you know, I need to make a certain margin. So, you know, we make money and, you know, we're in business to make money, but I don't need to get rich. I want to make these products accessible to people. So we want to explain to you what some of those differences are. But
well, you know, one of the things that I like to tell people, because it's really, really true, is that the most expensive product is the one that doesn't work for you. If you're just, yeah, you know, throwing your money away on something that is not going to be helpful because there's no good science behind it, then you're wasting your money. Just taking something to take it isn't necessarily going to do you any good. And when you find clinical formulas like this that have a doctor backing them, and somebody who is as reputable as Dr. Stengler particularly, you find a lot of those companies that deal with those products have such a ridiculous markup that the average person can't even afford to stand these products. And we're a relationship-based company. We want to build products that work for people, that people can come back to.
Back to blood pressure health. So we use magnesium and potassium in this formula. Usually in any blood pressure formula, you'll see magnesium and potassium. We use Albion chelated minerals. They are considered the gold standard in mineral chelates. They're manufactured here in the United States. They are the highest quality minerals you can get out there. I exclusively use Albion chelated minerals in this formula because they are such a great company, and they've done most of the human clinical trials on absorption studies, things like that. So that's why we use their minerals. And with that, again, we are out of time. So please stay tuned with us. We'll get back and we'll finish off the blood pressure health formula, and we'll let you know what kind of discount we're going to offer you this week. So stay tuned.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and OptiMSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
More and more people are taking advantage of the health benefits of coconut oil. Coconut possesses a wide variety of health benefits due to its fiber and nutritional content, but it's the oil that makes it a remarkable source of valuable nutrients. Quality matters when it comes to coconut oil. Frutrients Coconut Oil is a certified organic extra virgin coconut oil, providing a healthy form of saturated fat that's been shown in research to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. It also has high levels of medium chain triglycerides, which can be broken down quickly to be readily available as energy. Due to its naturally occurring high ketone content, new research is being done on the benefits of coconut oil for brain health. Frutrients Coconut Oil is cold-pressed, unrefined, unadulterated, and is 100% additive-free without any added sugar. To learn more about Frutrients Coconut Oil, visit ultralaboratories.com. Frutrients Coconut Oil can also be found at finer health stores in your area.
Stay connected with Rick and Melody through Google Voice. Call and leave your question or comment today by calling 1-424-703-4150. That's 424-703-4150.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. Before the break of this show that is just rapidly running out of time, we were starting to give you the information on the blood pressure health formula in the Emerald Laboratories clinical line by Dr. Mark Stengler. And Rick, you were talking about the Albion, magnesium, and potassium. Albion, again, is considered the gold standard in our industry. If you've missed any part of the show, though, you can listen to the archive if you go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Yes, absolutely. And so again, this blood pressure formula, we told you about the dramatic results. We had that one person that had with this formula. It is a vegetarian formula. It's not vegan because we have something called casein hydrolysate in it, which Melody's going to get into in a little bit. But before she gets into that, I want to talk about ginkgo just a little bit. This formula has our European ginkgo biloba extract. And why is it important that it's European ginkgo? Well, most of the research, or really all the research that's been on ginkgo that I'm aware of, was done in European countries. The European countries, as many of you that have been listening to this show know, the research has been done in European countries, and they have very strict extraction methodologies. The things have to be done a certain way. But a lot of the ginkgo that's in the marketplace today, going back to the quality issues, is manufactured in China. Well, I can get ginkgo for $60 a kilo from China all day long. And what's even more alarming in my mind is it will pass through a GMP laboratory on 24% ginkgo flavonoglycosides, 6% terpene lactones. What they don't talk about and what the lab will not test for are the solvents were used in the manufacturing of the ginkgo biloba extract and or other extracts like bilberry or milk thistle or turmeric, things like that. But the solvents that are being used often in these Asian countries like China are what's known as class one solvents. Class one solvents are all carcinogenic. So they're all cancer-causing solvents. Now, the argument they would make, oh, they all dissolve, so they're like alcohol, they all dissipate, you know, it's no big deal. Well, I don't know about you guys, but for me, that's concerning. I don't want a carcinogen in a product that I'm consuming if it can be avoided, and it certainly can be. But the ginkgo I buy from Europe cost me $250 a kilo, but it is manufactured according to those strict European extraction methodologies. So, and you can't hope to get the results outlined in the European research if you don't have a product that was made according to those extraction methodologies. That's apples to apples. The Chinese ginkgo would be apples to oranges. That doesn't work. So anyway, this is why we use the European ginkgo. And I believe that's one of the reasons this formula is so effective. But then there's other ingredients here that I'm going to let Melody talk about that also assist and really drive this formula.
Now, the casein hydrolysate is the reason why this is a vegetarian formula, not vegan, because it is milk-based, but there's a really awesome study that was published in the November 2004 American Journal of Hypertension, and that landmark study showed that it effectively helps relax blood vessels, so that can help to effectively lower blood pressure. You know, and then there's also, you know, great ingredients in here like hawthorn, and, you know, hawthorn has a relaxing effect on the arteries too. It helps to improve circulation, it facilitates healthy blood pressure, it's been shown to enhance the flow of blood through the heart, which also helps the heartbeat tone. And it also helps the heart's ability to fully use oxygen better. So there's some really, these are just phenomenal, powerful, natural ingredients to help support healthy blood pressure. And again, this is an issue that just affects so many different people. So this formula is really just designed by Dr. Stengler. This is what he gives to his patients clinically. We're making it available to you. And it's also got the great raw whole food proprietary blend. There's also dandelion leaf powder, which, by the way, dandelion leaf powder on is a side note. Now, I will tell you, Dr. Stengler said that this is a safe ingredient for pregnant ladies out there who are suffering from edema to use.
Oh, cool.
And I definitely have to use it at the end of my pregnancies because I get big old swollen feet.
Oh,
but you have to take it regularly because it doesn't work the same way as other, like a pharmaceutical type diuretic would work. So you take it regularly, but it's very safe during pregnancy.
Let me throw in just a couple other quick things. CoQ10, there are some studies. There was a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study of 74 people with type 2 diabetes. Found that 100 milligrams CoQ10 taken twice daily significantly lowered blood pressure over a period of 12 weeks. Other studies have also found CoQ10's blood pressure lowering benefits. So we do sell CoQ10 separately. In fact, let's throw that into our list of things we'll offer today. That's under the Ultra Botanicals line. I personally take 600 milligrams CoQ10 a day, which is, that's a pretty heavy dose, but it's related to heart health. CoQ10 is so important, not just for blood pressure, but for heart health in general. And then I want to mention one more thing is on hibiscus tea. There was a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled clinical trial published in the Journal of Nutrition. It was conducted on 65 pre-hypertensive and mildly hypertensive adults who were not taking blood pressure lowering medications. Those who drank 1.25 grams of hibiscus tea brewed in 240 milliliters of water for 6 minutes, three times daily, significantly reduced systolic blood pressure by a mean of 7.2 mmHg. That's a measurement of blood pressure after 6 weeks of treatment. And then, of course, avoid things like ephedra because that's a problem. And, you know, high doses of caffeine can be problematic. So anyway, just some other good information on blood pressure, but there is help for you. You don't need to go right to the prescription med. I tell people, I say, look, not that you should never take prescription meds. I'm not advocating for that. But what I am saying, you should exhaust all of the other possibilities before you go down that road. And there are many possibilities that are effective for you out there, but you have to know where to go. So you can certainly, we consider us a resource and there are many places, but please don't be quick and rushing to take a prescription med. Because what do you hear doctors say? You say, how long am I going to have to be on this med? They go, the rest of your life. Because the drug companies are not in this to fix what ails you. They are in this to teach you to manage your symptoms for the rest of your life, because that's how they make money. So anyway, so that's my little bit on my high horse, I guess. So with that, we need to get to the getting to know you, don't we?
Yes. Well, with this week's getting to know you, our code is going to be the word WILD, W-I-L-D. Now, if you purchase the blood pressure health, the cholesterol health, the heart health, or any of the CoQ10 formulas on shopnaturalproducts.com this week, and you put in the code WILD in the shopping cart, there's a spot right where you have to just go to the shopping cart after you've added it to your shopping cart, then Rick, how much are you going to give them an additional discount?
We're going to give you 40% off this week. That's 40% off the already reduced percent. So it's below wholesale, but I want people to have access to these products. And if you have heart issues, please consider these products. Heart health, we'll talk about a later show. But if you had any history of heart disease or you had concern about heart disease, that would be a protective formula. That's something you would take. Honestly, well, you would take that for, I take it every day and I'll probably take it for the rest of my life because it's a protective agent. But anyway, we need to get into our getting to know you. So Mel, what do we have this week?
Okay, well, we chose WILD because we've each had experiences having sort of outdoor animals that we kind of adopted as our pets. And Rick, you go ahead and start because you've got a whole zoo near your house.
Oh yeah, well we live up on this hill in Southern California, and there's peacocks in our neighborhood. So we always peacocks. This is we're just moving into mating season now. So you know, in the next month it'll be 2 a.m. It'll be
the guys are going so crazy, loud.
And all the boys are they're like, you know, bandy roosters with their feathers up trying to attract all the ladies, and it's really quite funny. And then we have bluebirds that land, my daughter got them to land on her hand, they eat peanuts, so they come by and they'll eat our peanuts. Then we have the squirrels in our backyard, and so we feed them walnuts. By the way, you're not supposed to feed animals in our neighborhood. It's like a $300 fine, but anyway, in that sense, so I didn't find that out until after we had started feeding them, so we're still feeding them. But anyway, they're all trained now. But that one day the squirrel, he came up, Melody says, funny, my wife, she said that she was reading her Bible, and that he comes up on this little this enclosure we have on the side, and he starts banging on the window, and she took a picture. And Melody's going to upload that to Facebook because it's so cute. But that's his name's Nutty, and he says, hey, where's my walnuts? So anyway, so that's mine. What about you, Mel?
It's very cute. Well, I spent a lot of time up at my grandparents' ranch up in the Big Bear Mountain area as a kid, and so there was always just wild critters roaming around, but I was primarily interested in the reptiles. And we had the little horny toads and blue-bellied lizards. So I had a great time catching them. And I remember one time I caught a blue-bellied lizard and I had it in a little tiny terrarium, which really wasn't the great thing to do. I should just let them be wild. But I remember it laid eggs and I was so excited because I was going to have baby blue-bellied lizards. Well, I didn't realize that, you know, the egg needed to have been fertilized. So I never got baby blue-bellied lizards, but just had a lot of fun up there. And my grandparents had birds, you know, they had pheasants and they had quail and ducks and geese. And my grandma told me that the little ducks used to always follow me around everywhere. I don't have a memory of it, but it's nice to know that I, you know, was the Pied Piper of the ducks. So
there you go.
Yeah. So with that, we're out of time for this show. This segment, this show just went so fast. But again, go to shopnaturalproducts.com this week. Put in the code WILD in the shopping cart if you're going to be buying blood pressure health, cholesterol health, heart health, or any of the CoQ10 products, and you'll get an additional 40% off of their everyday 25% off. So it's a big, big savings, and thank you so much for listening in this week.
Yep, and please tune in with us next time on Crossroads of Health.